resulting in the construction of a small unit map of comparatively enormous.
Mic check for all these mics?
Nope.
We're okay. Just going to go.
Man, and he even has headphones on. If you can hear that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're Welcome good. To Horror Play, everyone.
Oh, that's coming in hot.
I should have told you. That's what happens when you don't do a mic check.
Here's the thing. We all sounded good, so yeah. This is really on you.
Yeah. Look, I'm adjusting it. I just didn't know which mic you were.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Horror Play.
Just don't be so loud. Why you got to be so loud in the beginning?
I'm your host.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait.
John Lawson.
I think you need to go with a new intro. Welcome to Horror Play, professional podcast.
Welcome to Horror Play, a professional podcast.
Where we don't have cookies.
That's true. But John wants cookies.
Anyway.
No, Adam wants cookies.
What's that?
What are we doing? Go, John.
I'm trying to intro the damn show here.
Stop yelling. I haven't tested the mics. God.
So professional. Anyway, welcome to Horror Play, the podcast dedicated to find the scariest game ever made. I'm your host, John Lasswith. Joining me, as always, are my faithful co-hosts, Amber Simpson.
Hello.
Adam Jidmore.
Felt lazy.
And Robert Lamb.
I don't think Amber's is on.
Mine just doesn't work.
Wait.
It's turned on.
All right.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hello?
Say something, Amber.
Check.
It's not working.
Check.
Nope,
check.
Still not working.
The worst part is it was all going good till now.
Check. There we go.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
We're back.
Hi.
Are we just restarting or are we just going?
Let's do it. Let's go with it.
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
it's
that's
not the worst. Little behind the scenes magic.
Yeah.
Sure.
Magic behind or like mess up?
Magic.
Okay. It's
definitely magic.
Okay.
All right, guys.
That's what happens when you don't do a mic check beforehand.
Do you think Disney World is pretty underneath?
Wait, what?
Huh? Like the tunnels?
He just gets so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Adam, what game are we talking about this week?
Cookies in Disney World.
There you go.
Hey, that's a lead up to kind of with this game, right?
That's
there's
true.
Children.
And there's
and
things
playing.
Underground.
Yeah.
What's the name of the game we're playing, Adam?
Emily wants to play.
See? Wants to play at Disneyland and with cookies.
Well, no.
Kind of. More just wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Because she's pissed off that you
spoiler.
Don't play with her.
Yeah. But you do.
You do. You do end up playing with her.
So, yeah.
At the end.
Good podcast, guys.
There you go.
I'll
perfect.
See you next week.
Yep. That's it.
We solved that one, didn't we?
yep.
So, anyways, Emily Wants to Play is a first-person survival horror game created by Sean Hitchcock. It's a very Five Nights at Freddy-esque experience, except instead of being stationary, you are wandering around a house for 6 hours playing with toys.
Yep.
So, you know.
And
not,
each of the toys wants to kill you.
Yeah. And they're,
well, I mean, they're dolls.
Yeah. So. All completely original. Yeah. Not ripped off from other
so this came
horror
out
properties.
After, nope. After Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, yeah.
This yeah,
came
this
out recently.
Was,
oh, really?
I guess that's pertinent. Information.
Information.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe we should.
it's we'll pertinent information.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll just skip straight to 54.
There you go.
So this was released Microsoft, originally on PC, Microsoft Windows, and OS X. On December 10th, 2015, and then released for iOS and Android January 31st.
But it was made for
VR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came out August 25th.
I think this game would be like terrifying in VR.
Why didn't
it
you
probably
go
would.
Play it in
But
VR?
We didn't play it in VR. We played
it might not be.
We don't have VR.
Well, it's also not on PlayStation VR. It's only on the Vive and the. Because, you know, fragmented marketplace is always healthy to grow a new technology.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I've always heard. That's what Mama always told me.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely agree with the Five Nights at Freddy's kind of comparison. It felt like this game is a combination of Slender Man and Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yep.
Like, the concept's the same. You have to survive, like, not necessarily at night, but in this case, an hour.
Which is like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Well, you still have to survive it. Well, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets progressively harder. You add new characters.
I mean, essentially, there's four dolls, and they all have, like, their own...
They're all quirks.
There's three dolls and Emily. Yeah.
That's true. Well...
And there's, like, the dolls are just kind of like Slender Man, where it's, like, Slender Man, like, the main rule is that, like, you just have to look at him to make him go away. And one of the dolls is like that, but then the other dolls, like, have their own, like, little quirks.
They all basically play, like, children's games. Like, the one is, like,
Kiki.
Peekaboo.
Like,
Kiki or whatever. Kiko.
Mr. Tatters.
The clown
and
is
then he does,
Red Light, Green
Red
Light.
Light, Green Light. That's what it's
and
called.
And then the last Charles or...
Chester.
Like Chester is,
Tag, yeah.
Kinda freeze tag.
Then you have Emily,
like,
who's just, like...
Emily, who just... Like, you have to end up finding her,
hide
which is
and
hide and seek.
Hide and
yeah.
seek, yeah.
So they're all kids' games. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
The concept is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely started very Five Nights at Freddy's-esque, but kind of elevated itself because it adds a new layer with having to move around to deal with these monsters. Like the peekaboo one, you have to be looking at her. The red light, green light guy, he makes one sound and you're allowed to move. And then after a certain amount of time, he does a different sound and then you can't move until he disappears.
Right.
And then the last one, whenever you hear him, you have to get into a new room.
Yeah. And even then, you have to kind of like break the line of sight because even if you go into a new room, he can still see you.
Yeah.
He'll get you. But if you turn like the corner.
There seem to be no rules for
some of them.
How a lot of these behaved.
Yeah.
It gets tricky.
There's supposedly rules, but it doesn't seem like they always follow them.
I think I don't know. I think it gets like kind of like touchy like later on because they'll even like turn off the light sometimes on you and like. Kiki, that one kind of like comes out of the dark and like she'll like if you can't keep her eye on like if you can't keep your eye on her and you don't have the flashlight,
yeah,
like that's like if you're in the dark, you're dead.
Yeah, and especially towards the end, like you can't turn the lights on in any of the rooms because then Emily will come kill you.
Yeah,
because you have to have all the lights off.
It's gotta be all dark, which is really hard when Kiki like is.
Yeah. How many times did you guys die on at 5 a.m.?
At 5 a.m.
I mean, we died a lot. In general.
Yeah.
I love the...
It just, like, when, like, more than one doll started appearing at once, that's when
things
got,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
the 5 a.m. one was the most frustrating thing ever. I almost
got,
gave
like,
up.
Super tricky, because, like, you have Kiki. It's just like, all right, just got to keep an eye on her. But then, like, you have the clown show up. I'm like, oh, wait. But then
you have
Chester.
Stop. Right.
Chester and
but
the
then
clown.
You're getting,
yeah, they were
Chester.
The worst combination.
The worst.
Yeah, when they both showed up, it's like, run away and stay still.
Yeah.
So it's like, really hard.
Yeah. Kiki was not... too terrible because you could keep your eye on her and
still
do the
around,
other
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
But
the hardest one, yeah, I mean, but that was kind of hard too when you had to keep your eye on her and then Chester would appear because then you have to run into the other room.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to like keep
Chester,
your eye on her.
Like,
right.
I didn't really
but
have too
was...
much trouble with as long as what? Like you just kind of like immediately
him.
Like keep yourself next to like the entryway of
right.
Like,
yeah.
The
doorway. That's what you end up learning you have to do is be by a doorway. But he was still frustrating, especially in like level 5 when you had to get around everyone else and find the girl hiding. Like that was the issue.
And as long as you kind of kept looking in the direction, even if you backed out of a room, even if Kiki did walk towards you, like once she got back in your line of sight, she would freeze again.
Yeah,
like the first few hours, you could literally just stay in those two living room areas.
That's what we would do. We would go back and forth between the living room and the dining, or like that.
Because when
area.
The kids started running at you, you could just run right across that walkway. You didn't even have to go through a door.
Yeah, you just kind of turn the corner and that's it. Guy, I hated going to like the garage and stuff like that because that the lights would always shut off and.
There's
instant
no door.
Death.
There's not always doorways close.
Right.
Right. All right, guys. What was everyone's scariest moment of the game?
Mine. I don't know if this was just a weird
you
glitch.
You wrote the same thing I did.
Did you?
I put the double jump scare.
Like, that's, and right? It has to be like a glitch, right?
I don't know because like, it's like I was even watching like Markiplier. Play this like beforehand. I just wanted to kind of get a refresher, and I remember him like just like the first scare, like gah, and then like then all of a sudden like another scare right after that. He's like, "God damn it, why does it do that?" Like, just,
like it has
out.
To be like that. Can't be because you're dead after the first one.
Yeah,
so,
it's really weird.
Like,
I think but
I
don't know if it's a glitch.
That.
I don't know if it's a glitch or if it's like
I think it's
just
totally
another
on
way
purpose.
To scare.
It's totally on purpose
because it did. It got me like that first time it happened. It just
it's
like,
got to be on purpose.
Did the scare and then all of a sudden like right I'm like ah that sucks and then it like did the scare. Again, I'm like, holy shit! It's like another doll. That's essentially what it is. It's like one doll scares you, you die or whatever, and then like it would just happen again, but it'd be like another doll would pop up.
Yeah, like that didn't happen in Five Nights at Freddy's. Like if one killed you, that was it. You were done. Like you didn't have to worry about any more scares. That really caught me off guard.
Oh yeah. That's my serious moment too. That's why when I saw you wrote it down, yeah, I just saw double and I was like, oh shit, I wrote double.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Amber?
Okay. Mine was when I went into like that closet and then I turned around realizing it was a closet and the girl was standing there, the one you have to stare at.
Oh yeah.
So that scared me. But then right after that scaring me, the little dude ran right around the corner and into the closet at me, and I didn't even hear him make his little noise. So I had no idea he was coming, so it scared the shit out of me. I screamed. Nice. Literally screamed.
For me, it had to be the first time you get caught by the very first doll, Kiki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you had to avoid the dolls, but I didn't know it was going to be that intense.
Right.
Dude, you and I both like jumped.
Well, it was mainly just you.
No,
she screamed so loud.
I did too, and I almost I was like, really, how is it gonna get worse than this? Yeah. But if it wasn't for that double scare, like I may have gone that direction as well.
Because that's in the bedroom, right? Like we were in the bedroom.
I was in the living room. I had no clue what I was supposed to do. Like I didn't know.
It's just like that screen where like they just like totally up there. It's kind of like Five Nights at Freddy's, where like it just get ups in your face. But it was just like,
oh, we thought we triggered her because we like read one of the notes in the living room that said, I forget.
It was just like the basic controls note. But
and then like we put it down or whatever and turn around and she was there. So we were like, what the fuck? I was like, don't pick that note up again.
Well, I think we were in the bedroom and like I read there's like
in
either
the game,
a note. Yeah.
It's okay, guys. It's 2017.
In the game, we were in the bedroom.
Yeah.
No, but like I think I read.
What? Isn't that where your PC is anyways? So...
Yeah, it's always in the bedroom. Yeah. We're always in the bedroom in the game and not.
All right.
I went into the bedroom and then there was like either a note or I was listening to like the tape recorder and it's like kind of describing stuff. And then like, I remember I just turned like the other way and right when I turned the other way, it just like, fucking popped up.
It's like,
scared the shit out of me. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah. I, after that first scare, after we put the note down, then I was like, I have no clue what I'm supposed to do. So I literally just backed up in a corner.
Yeah.
And I was just standing in a corner and I just kept watching and she never came up. And I didn't realize that the giggle signified she was behind you. Yeah. So even backed in a corner, she somehow still came up behind me. And I was like, I'm safe. I still don't say anything. And then she got me again.
And just literally stood still.
I like how
for the longest time.
Well, I like how the board or whatever in the kitchen would tell you like what to do.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite.
Yeah.
So like I was like,
asshole,
I don't get it. I'm
guys.
Staring. I'm staring at her, but it's saying not to look at her. I'm
except
like,
for the hide and
there's
seek.
There's a winky face. Wink.
Oh, the hide and seek. Yeah, that's right.
That was the only one. But yeah, like, well, I don't think there was anything for any of the other ones. It was just
It was just. But I think the first one was trying to like.
No, the other one said like, don't run away from Chester.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
no,
but
no. There wasn't a winky face or anything to show that it was a joke or whatever.
Right.
I guess that's good. They give
they
you one.
To, yeah,
they give
they
you one.
To
say,
give you a
hey.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, so maybe when you realize that you are supposed to look at her, you're like, oh, there was that winky face. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, we still looked at her just in case because she wasn't coming at us.
Right.
And then eventually she would disappear.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, I think we got this.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I think now's a good time to take a break. And we'll see you guys in a
little
bit.
Are we going to go play?
Yes.
Let's do a mic check.
No, please. Let's do a mic check.
Halfway through.
Nope. Nope.
Let's take a break, do a mic check, come back, and really have great audio quality for the second half.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always great audio quality.
No, it's not.
For all halves.
That's true.
53 episodes of greatness.
Sure. When I say pod, you say...
Pie.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. What's
Robert,
going on, Kyle?
Take your headphones off real quick.
Okay, sorry.
John, what the hell is this?
Oh, I don't know. Robert invited me over. And
yeah,
I don't know.
This is kind of awkward. Are we doing like a promo or something?
I don't know. I wish he'd put on his pants, though.
Yeah, he's like dancing around. He's talking about Shark Dropper.
I think he's looking for the baby oil.
Anyways, Robert, what are we doing?
Huh?
What are we doing?
What was that?
What are we doing?
I can put my headphones back on?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing a promo for Shark Dropper.
Oh, okay.
That podcast we do that has improv and we just talk about our daily lives and
stuff.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah.
I still wish you'd find your pants.
Where can I find it?
Oh, wait. Are we supposed to wear podcast? Sharkdropper.com.
Short shot time.
Welcome back to Horror Play. I think the mics are all working. now?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That mic check. You know what? We should start doing that at the beginning of
really?
The episodes. Yeah.
You don't want to do it at
the
end?
I think you mentioned something.
You don't want to do it at the end?
I want to. That's when I vote to do them.
Do it at the end. So then that way, the next time we record, they're all set.
Here.
Levels all set.
From now on, I'm not mic checking. You can fix it in post.
Yeah.
Sure.
I can't, but okay.
Well, sure. Then John can.
I'll just release it as is.
Right.
Like I normally do.
Yeah.
Do you know there's one episode. I went back through all the horror play episodes because I was like kind of like changing up some of the commercials that like Blog Talk like puts on for us. And
shout out to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Thanks for sponsoring. but I was listening to one of them and I guess there's like some music that it was like for one of our old commercials and it was still on the background. So like for about 3 minutes during one of our old episodes, there's just like music playing while we're talking about the ratings or something like that.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I should really go back and fix that. Never did.
Or
never did.
By fix that, do you mean add it into the other 52
That's
episodes
true, yeah.
to add a little more flair
you know
to the ratings?
I think we should have like this like jive music playing in the background while we're doing our ratings.
Yeah.
It's always been lacking something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not numbers.
Just music.
Music.
Just flair.
Yep.
Flair.
Anyways, but if you guys have listened to that episode and it was kind of distracting, don't worry. I will be fixing that.
Eventually.
Sometime.
Sometime in the near future or far future.
So in the future.
And somewhere.
And maybe not even. So we'll see.
All right.
Are the people who already listened to it the target audience for that episode, though?
No, but like I don't know the episode, so it's like if you're gonna go back and listen.
Oh,
to
so you're
stuff,
fishing for someone
yeah,
to tell you.
I kind of just want to see if they know. All what
right.
Yeah. Otherwise, people already listen to it, and they probably either care or maybe they just stop listening. They're like, I'm not dealing with that shit anymore, and they just not even a fan.
1-star rating.
Yeah, 1-star. That's where that 1-star rating came from. Anyways, what were you saying, John?
I think now's a good time to talk about the ratings,
right? Brain fart?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
maybe you should check your brain before.
Yeah, before
brain
a podcast.
Yeah.
Brain check.
Yeah, it's too high.
Okay. I don't know. It's running hot. All right. So if you guys have listened to Horror Play before, you know that we have a Horror Play rating system. We're trying to find the scariest game ever made, but we also rate the games on different categories as well, such as immersion, story, gameplay, and then scariness is the final category. So we're gonna go through each all four of those and find out what we rated it to give it an overall score, along with finding if we think this game's scary. So let's start off with immersion. That encompasses atmosphere, music, sound effects, creativity, and graphics. I gave it an 8 out of 10. John gave it a 6. Amber gave it a 6. Adam gave it a 6.
3 6
and
in
yes,
a row.
I think that's the devil sign. And
what does that
I
mean?
Will
I think
explain
we
myself.
I think we just found the winner of this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
666.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
The devil wants to play.
We've done all we've needed to do.
Robert, you were really immersed in this game.
Yeah, I was immersed.
You're so immersed.
Honestly, like I like this game.
So you're just drowning.
Well, it's an 8. It's not a 10, okay?
It's close.
It's close.
But, I mean,
two away.
It still seems a little high.
I don't know. I liked
you
it.
You can like it, but still give it realistic numbers.
Nah. Nope. 8 out of 10. I was immersed. I thought it was scary. I liked the doors opening. I liked the music. I liked
you
the creativity.
The doors opening?
By themselves, like it was creepy. That atmosphere was like creepy throughout. I liked the lights turning off by themselves. I like all that kind of stuff. I liked the sound effects, I think, were my favorite part. It was just kind of creepy overall.
Yeah.
And then like the visuals, I thought were pretty good for like this type of game. I mean, they're not, like, spectacular, but I thought they were decent.
I think I totally agree with the graphics. That's the reason why I gave it, like, a 6. That's the main reason why I gave it a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music, there was none. Sound effects are just kind of... I mean, you
got
have, like,
old. They sounded good, but how many times can you hear a door creak?
Or just the dull, cute
or the
noises.
Clown just go.
Right.
Creativity, it was really kind of simple.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like the dolls, right? They were kind of creepy, but I'm just like.
And as previously mentioned, Five Nights at Freddy's inspired heavily, so that knocked it down a little bit.
Atmosphere, like, so you definitely felt like you were alone in this house with these dolls, so I'll give it that much. But it was just, everything was just kind of on the simple side.
Where was the pizza?
pizza. Yeah, where'd the pizza go?
He left it outside. He's like, let me explore this house before I bring
in the
pizza.
Let me just walk in this door.
Yeah, let me just walk into this house.
Leave the pizza out here so it's safe.
Yeah.
Protect the pizza.
Protect the pizza. And then at six, he just took the pizza home.
I guess this is more of a story beat than anything else.
Yeah. We'll get to the story and
my bad.
Knock it down a few
my
pegs.
Bad. I did like the atmosphere of the game a lot. That's what I have to say on this category.
There you go.
That's mostly what warrants my six.
See, I just like there's like parts where you like go into that one room and then you see like Emily crawl behind the couch and then there's like just I don't know like some
but
of that stuff
that
was
doesn't that fall
cool.
under atmosphere? And I mean,
yeah,
that
that's what I'm
cool,
saying. Like, I think
but,
that's
I mean,
cool.
I just, I mean, there was no music. The sound effects got
no. The music there wasn't.
The creativity they get.
Yeah, but see, my thing with the creativity is like, yeah, it's like
creative.
Five Nights at Freddy's, but I don't mind. It's just like with movies or music or anything like that. I don't mind if you take a song that's already been made and like redo it. I don't care if you like take a movie and remake it, as long as you put your own spin on it. And I think that they did put their own spin on it with this one. Whereas like games
so you,
like Blood
so you
Moon,
liked it when Madonna covered Don McLean's American Pie,
and I loved when Kelly Osbourne did Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah.
Yep. So no, but I'm saying that like when we played Dream of the Blood Moon, that was like a Slender Man ripoff, and I don't it didn't really do that much different for me. Like that's why I didn't give it that high of a score. I think like this one for me, it was just like
they took
that and then they kind of expanded on it.
But I did give it a six. So
six
like,
isn't bad.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you shot.
But three
for the
of
moon.
Them. What?
You shot for the moon.
I did shoot for the moon.
I mean,
and
the
I
creativity,
found it.
Like, I'm not even knocking them on that because right. they did do enough to make it
their
different,
own.
But
yeah.
it was still, I don't know, the graphics
I
were...
I mean, I didn't, it definitely felt like a Five Nights at Freddy's kind of spinoff, but it just, it didn't feel like I was playing a Five Nights at Freddy's game, so to speak.
Yeah.
I felt
agree.
More like I was just waiting. I wish there was more to do besides just avoiding the characters
but,
and...
Yeah.
looking
yeah I mean even the little story beats that were there that was very thin
yeah
like and also back to the Five Nights at Freddy ripoff like we're back to little kids like instead of animatronics to entertain children at a Chuck E. Cheese ripoff or showbiz depending on where you are.
Well, I like that it was like a pizzeria and he's a pizza guy. He's come
I didn't even put that connection
yeah.
together, so
oh,
thank
yeah.
you for
I
helping
that
my
was
case.
Oh.
You
I
sure you
saying,
don't want to change
yeah.
that eight?
Nope, I like it. And I can't wait to the next category.
Let's just get to the next category. I agree with most of you on everything. I was
Sweet.
Very immersed in the beginning, oh, but I got less immersed every hour.
Yeah, I think, but I kind of feel that way with like Five Nights at Freddy's too.
I mean,
like I love it for like the
games,
first part,
right.
but then it kind of wears on you, and you
right.
got to find like that game that kind of keeps it.
And then you get to
new.
Five Nights at Freddy's 3.
Look,
yeah, I mean that's
short.
What I'm saying. It's like after Five Nights at Freddy's 1, I feel like it just like Five Nights at Freddy's 2 was just like too much, and it was
yeah.
I don't know. All right, let's go to story. Story is plot, characters, and enemies. I gave it a 6. Everybody else gave it a
6?
3.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. I kept it on par with my ratings for other games. That's why I don't fucking love this shit. I mean, I do.
Obviously
I do
you
like
do.
It. I do
yeah.
like
or,
it.
Yeah. Or you just admitted that this whole rating system is
oh, we all
busted.
Know it's flawed, okay? We know this shit is dumb. Some of us give it like an 8.2 sometimes. Some of them, like John gave Gone Home like a 6 on scariness.
Did I?
I think so. Someone,
look,
someone did.
Look, here's the thing.
Yep.
You really can't judge him on how much of a Freddy pants he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. Every time we play the game.
I mean, that's fine. You can be like, oh my God, John, what's your problem?
Yeah, stop
but
rating things so high
but
and pee
you
in your pants.
You can't tell him that he's not scared.
Yeah, but for me, I like... the enemies in this and yeah there's not much of a plot
you mean
but
the girl
like
from
the,
Ring
the
or the,
yeah.
the
yeah.
clown doll from Poltergeist
yeah
I was gonna say
or
it, but
the ventriloquist dummy from let's just say Goosebumps.
Yep
oh yeah,
yeah. I like that.
Jinx
I like it
you gotta quit
Dude,
talking
it does look exactly
I'm doing
like
the ratings
him.
Go ahead
until yeah. you buy me a Coke
nope
Till well, you buy me a Coke.
Till you
it's
buy
been it's
can't
been nice
it.
Having you on Shark Dropper.
That's fine. Shark Dropper. You're out. You're out of the company.
You can't talk.
That's true. Too late.
What like you've been talking this whole time. Like
yep.
what are we up to? I just get to hit you with a car at this point?
Nope. Just another Coke. It's just more and more soda.
That's like a whole
I don't
right
really
now.
Drink soda anymore, so how are we going to solve that problem?
Tab. It's still soda.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
Story.
There was none. So.
Yeah.
Eh, there's some background with mom, the tape recorder.
So mom was depressed, right? Mom was depressed because girl is murderer because mom depressed.
Yeah, which one?
I don't know.
Okay.
Come on, you gave it a 6, you know.
We listened to the tape in the room.
That's why I gave
it
a 6 and not a 10.
Yeah, there was different tapes about.
There's different tapes. I don't remember like
I don't I feel
all
like
of
I'm
them. I remember we listened
it.
To some
yeah.
of them, like most of them, I think. There's one in the basement, then there was one in the room, one in the living room.
So yeah, they left the little girl in the basement. Why? That's what I was missing. Like she was
they
just
put her down there because her. She was because of her powers or creepiness or whatever, like
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She hurt someone at school or something, becoming difficult and manageable.
And there's that secret opening. If you turn like the lamps,
yeah.
it opens up that floor.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
How'd you know then?
Because I saw it in a video. Markiplier found it.
I did appreciate that the dolls were all different. You know, they felt different. It wasn't like.
Well, it's like Five Nights at Freddy's. All of them didn't really have like a thing. Like Bonnie and Chica, and they had like a way of approaching the door and stuff.
I did like Kiki.
Wasn't.
Like she would always show up. Sometimes she would show up in like really creepy places.
She's the creepiest one
and
I
hard
think.
To find. Like you hear it, and then you'd be like, "Where
I
is
love
she?"
When her mouth
which is
was,
appropriate
like, open.
Because out of this group, the ring girl was
the
creepiest.
It was that's true.
It's just like when you were in the bedroom, and then like you heard like the giggle. You turn around, and she's like. On the other side of the bed.
Or right next to you.
Remember
like,
when like you just saw her head like over the counter of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like, just like
she's
her eyes.
She's watching
like,
you?
Yeah. I'm like,
dude,
oh my God.
So creepy.
Or sometimes like there's like also a box on the counter in the kitchen and she was like she would show up behind it.
Yeah.
Like what the hell?
Yeah. So. I like her facial expression. I thought she was like the creepiest.
And I like how you could still, if you didn't stare at her long enough to where she'd like poof.
Yeah.
She would pretty much follow you, but you wouldn't be able to see her follow you really. Like if you
until
did it fast, you could
door.
See her like jump forward a little bit or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, she would just like that's how I got caught in that closet because I knew she was somewhere behind me. But I just like turn around, she was right there so fast.
Yeah,
yeah. Just the other
like,
dolls,
the
like they didn't really have like too much quirk. Their own like unique. Well, maybe Emily, but she wasn't one of the dolls.
No, you know?
she's scary.
But she was
her
creepy.
Scary.
I like
her
how she crawled and
nice.
Stuff.
Like,
yeah,
nice scream. Yeah,
it was a scary scream.
Yeah.
That's what
I love when just things crawl on the ground. It's so creepy to me.
Yeah, it's your favorite thing ever.
I love it. I love it. It's the creepiest
if it's,
thing.
If it's backwards crawling,
oh,
even
if you're
better.
Upside down crawling, like Exorcist when she comes down the staircase upside down. Oh, man. Yeah, shit. I couldn't watch that as a kid. After that, I was like, oh, my God. Never. I can't watch the rest of this. I stopped halfway through.
Like, I'm done.
That shit's so creepy. Nope.
I think it all works out in the end. So you don't have
for
to
the
watch
Exorcist,
the rest of it.
Yeah,
you
no,
don't worry about it.
Everything's happy.
What is it?
They're
30,
all
35 year.
They're all
spoiler.
Crawling on the ground. Yeah. Nope.
Does that mean
good.
You hate babies too? Like they crawl everywhere.
No, because they're supposed to crawl everywhere. No.
Are
whereas
they, though,
like people
or are they just,
aren't supposed to crawl.
Or are they just creepy as fuck?
Well, it's like that that village in Africa where there's like those people who still crawl on all fours.
Say that one in the middle of the woods.
No. But that would be scary too.
Off of
you're talking about the village,
yeah,
Night Shyamalan.
Yeah,
no, the one where like those people still crawl on like all, they like crawl on all fours.
Really?
Yeah,
did not know about
that's
that.
A real thing.
Yeah, I'll look
weird.
It up after this. All right. Anyways, let's get to gameplay.
Let's do it.
Gameplay is controls and level design. I gave it a 6. John a 4. Amber a 4. Adam a 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, the controls were controls.
Yep.
And for me,
I actually like the reason I gave it a 5 is because of the controls. For a PC game, especially one where it was just so basic, like look at notes, click button, open door. Like it wasn't aggravating opening the doors. Like
you didn't have to pull.
Yeah. And they kind of tied it all smartly. Like interacting was like the right mouse button. I don't know. It just felt the controls felt good.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually like the controls for this game compared to other ones.
Yeah.
They weren't aggravating.
Yeah.
On top of everything else.
But the level design, it was a house. It wasn't anything special.
No, I mean,
and it was a little aggravating, like not being able to walk over some stuff. Like I understand everything, but like, you know, that thing that was like a footrest in the middle of the living room. Why couldn't you walk?
I think they just did that shit to block you.
Probably,
from, like,
yeah. Like when you were in the dark,
when you had to like
yeah.
run away from like the dummy and shit.
Then you realize there's like a light switch like on that wall. Like,
well, there's like actually a lot of. Light switches, yeah. But still, like, you couldn't turn them on with Emily, and I don't know.
Robert, you gave it the highest score again.
Six.
Right?
Yeah.
A six.
I like this game.
Yeah. Like, that's Robert's dream house.
Yeah. I want to live there.
With the
minus
hidden basement.
No, I like that.
Really?
But everything else, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
like
want
the
a
pizza,
kid in
he
the
doesn't
basement.
Want the pizza.
No. Well, that wasn't
one
of the
laptop. Pizza anyway.
Yeah, there's no pizza in the house anyway.
Right. I give it a 4. No, I actually had no problems with the controls.
Yeah.
The level design, it was a house. Yeah. It was just the gameplay. I appreciate the different aspects of each of the dolls. Like, they had, like, the different strategies. I just felt like we could have done more. Like, maybe, like, I don't know. Like, besides, like, avoiding the dolls, maybe you had to do, like, some sort of forced interaction with the house. Like, maybe, like, some parts of the room, like, you need to do something or, like, some type of objective for each hour.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, or something more with the flashlight.
I mean,
just
I get that,
up,
but, like,
just
that's...
Mix it up.
I mean, I mean, just consider it more like Five Nights at Freddy's, where right, there wasn't yeah. really anything with that either.
Right.
I mean, it was just kind of lasts an hour.
Yeah, sure, it was simple.
Even
but
something small that would make you move around the house in the
you
first
did have
few
to
hours.
You did have to
hide and seek?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did have to later on.
No, I know. I mean, later on. I'm talking about in the first few hours when you literally could just stay in the first
it's,
few
it's
rooms.
The difference between right. The first kind of Slenderman game, where it was like the indie version where you just collected the pages, and the second one where just like you had like a whole lot of things to do. It was like a mm-hmm. fully fleshed out game. Just like this feels like the indie demo version.
Well, this know? Was designed by one guy.
And yeah. and it's like more of like a VR thing. I think they were like doing it for the VR. Like they wanted
yeah,
to
I feel
really
like it would be
that.
Really creepy.
I think it'd
VR.
Be like really scary to play in VR.
Because yeah. you'd have to stand
still,
like,
and you have
physically
to look
stand
at
still, yeah.
the doll, or like look away, or like stand still, or right. yeah, that.
Would you have
know,
to run away?
Be, well, here's the here's the thing I hear of VR, like,
just run
in
into
most
a door.
VR, you don't actually walk, because that's like
no,
the part of
the
technology.
Control,
it's still
right.
the controller, I think, and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but no. I mean, like. In the virtual world, when you're in there, you don't actually walk.
Oh,
in a
yeah.
lot of things, like, it'll just, you'll kind of look at where you want to go, and it'll just kind of teleport you there, yeah. because I guess they still haven't really figured that technology, that tracking technology out, and that can still make people nauseous when it's moving, because, like, you're seeing things move, but, like, you're not moving, like, and your
yeah,
body still
know.
Can't reconcile that.
I think it's, like, dependent on the game, too. Like, like with the VR with PlayStation, like, you use the controller with some of those. I think, like, there's certain demos and stuff that they showed that where, like, even with the VR, there's certain games where you kind of can only look around, like the Shark Cage one. Like,
right.
you yeah. just look around, that's it. And then there's, like, the Oculus Rift has some games where you can use, like, the keyboard and mouse, but you... have to like look around, but like I don't know, it's a weird. I think if you could kind of play it with a keyboard and mouse and have like where you have to look around and stuff, I think it could be like
or just
pretty
like the two
game.
Isn't is the how the VR one the PlayStation VR one you get two controllers.
Some games there's like some
yeah,
games
I feel like
that
would be the best way, like a keyboard and mouse. You still can't do a full turnaround,
right.
but if it's something in your hands,
because we played the PlayStation VR with one of the, like the.
That yeah.
one shooter game, and like you used
like the,
those
right.
controllers, but then there's other ones where we played where it was just like mini games, and you used a regular PlayStation controller.
Sure,
I don't know. Yeah. All right, next category. All right, we're gonna go to scariness. That's arguably the most important. Some
here's
might
the,
argue it.
Here's
some
the
might
thing.
Not.
I want to give a little because I saw the final score
oh,
on
you
your
see
paper.
It. Yeah.
So I want to give a little light spoiler mm-hmm. if you're a big New England Patriots or just football fan
mm-hmm. or
if Gronk what's his name Gronk is that
Gronkowski,
his
yeah.
yeah if he's a fan of this podcast this is gonna be his favorite score
or
ever.
Or if you are a fan of certain sexual positions.
Well, see, now that just made it way too
no,
obvious.
No, I
wow.
don't think so.
Are you
I
telling me
so.
The score is 69 on That's amazing.
It's pretty good, right?
I didn't know the scale
Spoiler,
went that high.
We just skipped scariness. Yeah. All
right. It we're going to go through it real quick.
Bust right through the
before
ceiling.
Before we
yeah.
get to the final.
I had a nice little spoiler.
It's still a spoiler. All right. Let's get to the actual individual ratings right now. How scared were we? Out of a 10, I gave it an 8.5. John gave it a 7. Adam and Amber, a 6.
You're such a scaredy cat.
I thought this game was scary.
0.5. Like
8.5.
I know, but like point, you had to add the 0.5.
I wanted to add the 0.5.
Yeah.
Get it up there a little bit higher.
Sometimes you have to add the 0.5.
Sometimes.
Look.
Sometimes you got to add the 0.5,
look,
guys.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't just keep, because yeah, everything.
What happens if we always do like a regular, sometimes I've seen 0.2s. I mean, people have done 0.2s, 0.3s.
I just want to see, check on your math.
Nah.
No.
Well, eventually.
I'm never going to follow up on it.
Eventually, I'm going to round to the 100th place, not the 10th, because I think we're going to run out of scores.
See, look, well, I would love to have tons of 6.9s.
Yep.
It's just not. It's not going to hold up.
It won't hold up.
Yeah.
There's just going to be too many scores.
Yeah.
We played 53 games so far.
So this 8.5 came from like the first few hours, right? Because there's no point even being scared.
No, it's not even like the jump scares at that point.
It's all
jump
scares.
It is, but I'm saying like the hide and seek with Emily, or the fact that she crawls, and like, I like all that kind of stuff. Like, it all plays into it. I like the beginning where it was kind of just creepy and nothing really happened at first. I like the initial jump scare. And like, I like the tension of right. when like the clown shows up with Chester, and you got to either hurry up and run into the next room if you can. You can't stand still. Like, I like it, has like just a lot of different aspects,
I mean,
to it.
But that's just once that the Kobayashi Maru or whatever it is from Star Trek. Yeah,
the unwinnable scenario.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no tension in that situation.
No,
it's either you move the clown.
You can still get away if you're near a door and stuff like that.
Or if you just kind of hack the program like James Kirk did.
That's true. That's all you got to do. So,
take that, Spock.
It's unwinnable.
I don't believe in unwinnable scenarios.
That's what John kept saying this whole game.
Yeah.
Every time we played it. Every time you saw Chester and the clown pop up.
I was biting that apple. Out.
Doing the yeah. And every time John died, he always got behind glass and put his hand up to it.
changed his shirt.
Yep.
Put a red one on.
Yep.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Then I'd always have to search for you afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. This is dumb. Anyways,
I can go all night.
I mean, do you guys have anything to say about scariness, or should I just go into the final?
No, it's fine. Okay.
You said it all.
Play the game, maybe.
Yeah, we're not at that point yet.
I feel like this game boldly went where no man.
All right. Anyway, so if you take all the scores and you average them out, the game gets a total of a 5.5. But on scariness, it gets an average of both Gronkowski and probably his favorite sexual position, which is a 6.9.
6.9. I guess that 69. Puts it in between White Noise, 6.2. White Noise was the...
That was kind of a Slenderman.
I was going to say, really, what is a 6.9 going in between? You know what I mean?
So Craven Manor is at 7, and I'm Scared is also at 7. So it's like around that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Where is Five Nights at Freddy's, though?
Oh, that's like in the top.
Really?
Yeah. Top 10.
It's like the area it landed in. They're like games are very obviously inspired by Slender and Five Nights at Freddy's. So
right.
That seems to be a very appropriate area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fits well. Mm-hmm. 6.9.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's higher than I thought it was going to be.
Totally inappropriate for a child playing games game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, Five Nights at Freddy's.
But that also murders you. That's true.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts for Emily Wants to Play?
I liked it overall. I thought it was like, it put just enough, there's just enough difference between that and Five Nights at Freddy's. And I like that it was Five Nights at Freddy's, but in a 3D kind of walk around the house kind of way.
I
don't know.
You know, play it, don't play it. It's your life.
You make the choice.
Yeah. Amber?
Just watch someone play it, really. Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Sure.
And on top of that, I apologize for this episode being so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Well, but then you got to apologize for all the other episodes.
You
got
to apologize.
Come on.
What you ashamed of?
Yeah, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the game. It was very simple. It was probably just like a tech demo for VR. It makes me really interested to play this game in VR.
Yeah, I would like to try it.
I think it would be pretty scary.
It came out so long before it was in VR. It was out for almost a year
before.
They need
to rebuild it.
Well, I guess not a year. Sure. Maybe like...
I think it came out around... Because I remember them talking about it being... I thought it was strictly a VR game at first.
No. It came out in 2015.
No, I mean, I thought that. And then like I looked it up because like people didn't really start talking about it till recently. That I saw.
It was probably VR. Like I'm sure. I mean, there's not a whole lot on VR. So something stands out. You know, if Five Nights at Freddy's would have came out on VR initially, I think we'd be talking about that instead of Emily Wants to Play.
I think those of you who were big fans of Five Nights at Freddy's, definitely check out this game. Cause
it wasn't a terrible game.
No.
Yeah, it's very much inspired by Five Nights at Freddy's. I would even argue that it takes the Freddy's concept and makes it even better because they put in a 3D world instead of just like you sitting there looking at a screen the whole time.
Yeah. Get it on your iPad. Play it while you're pooping.
That's kind of weird. It's on iOS.
That is weird.
Wow.
But Five Nights at Freddy's was too.
Yeah.
All these games are weird.
I know.
Well, indie games. You just gotta.
Yeah, indie games are.
Yeah, it's you just gotta. It's like, what's that shotgun analogy? Where you just scatter shot. Yeah. You just.
Yeah. And one of it, something will stick.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
If we're just putting it out on one thing, you're severely limiting your market.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're all designed like. I don't see Five Nights at Freddy were great on iPad because you're just switching between, camera screens.
Yeah.
So, this game, not
I guess the consensus is play it, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But wait. Always, hey. What's that?
You know.
What?
That thing.
That thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get there. All right. As always, folks, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for what games you should play, drop us a line at sharkchopper.com. We always love and appreciate any suggestions for any games we might play. Robert, what else can they find at sharkchopper.com?
All kinds of things, John.
Oh, really?
Like what kinds?
Amazing things.
What can they find?
What
Mega Man?
Amazing, awesome things.
Just podcast related.
Oh, okay.
If you go to sharkchopper.com. I thought it was like cool stuff. No, it's not. It's
Is there a Twilight podcast?
There could be.
Yeah. Based on the Stephanie Myers books.
I was going to say.
Is that what you're talking about?
the Robert Pattinson films, but whatever.
Or
whatever.
Nah, never mind. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I was going to say The Legend of Zelda Princess.
Uh-huh. Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's not. We don't have a Twilight podcast. But we do have other podcasts. Movies, films, and flicks.
Uh-huh.
Word of the Bay, Shark Chopper. We got like four different fictional podcasts that you can check out. If you like horror, check out Paralyzed. That's our fictional podcast that we put out. And... if you want, leave a 5-star review.
Wait.
That helps us out.
If you miss Kyle from this podcast,
go to Word of the Bay or Shark
I was
going to
say Doppel Avenue Hurt since we plugged one fictional podcast.
to do all of them.
Good marketing.
And if we turn this off and you miss Adam's voice, then you can go to End of All Hope.
Oh, now we're just...
don't do that.
We're just listening to an old episode of a horror play.
That's true because that works too.
Find the one with the music for Robert.
Yeah.
Sure.
And let me know.
He'll send
I'm not going to fix it.
Yeah, he'll send you a thank you email.
Yeah.
All right.
I will.
For my co-hosts, Adam, Amber, and Robert, I've been your host, John Lossoff. Thank you so much for listening. And I think now is a good time to do a mic check.
Right? Hey.
Yeah,
let's check.
Amber.
Adios.
Hey, Adam.
Are we going to do that thing later?
Check,
and out.
T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark. Go, go, go. This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.